This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming today. I want to thank my colleagues in local government that are here with me today from the Chickawauga Town Council. I have Councilman Tony Flipsky, Councilwoman Barb Bukowski, and Councilwoman Diane Benchkowski here to address this important topic to us. 1 week ago today, three teenagers who were about to be apprehended by the Chickawauga Police Department in a stolen vehicle engaged in a high-speed getaway in this very town park while it was filled with children and families on baseball diamonds, football, and soccer fields. They recklessly drove a 4,000-pound SUV at high rates of speed, crashed into a parked car, injuring the driver, who ended up hospitalized, and narrowly missing countless pedestrians and bystanders. How no one was killed or more seriously injured is a miracle. After crashing the vehicle into a fence, they fled on foot and were caught and arrested shortly thereafter, thanks to the brave and strategic efforts of the men and women of the Chickawauga Police Department. These three teens terrorized an entire community and left numerous traumatized children and families in their wake. And when it was all over, they were released into the custody of their parents. The outrage among residents and law-abiding citizens everywhere is palpable and understandable. Now, this is a direct result of a broken system that was created by out-of-touch Albany politicians. Passed in 2019, New York State's Raise the Age law, as it currently stands, is failing our communities. It was meant to help turn young lives around, but instead has created a revolving door for juvenile offenders who steal cars, endanger lives, and face little to no consequences. The growing trend of youthful violent offenses is widespread and alarming, and the desire to take action to address this issue is bipartisan, as it should be. One day after the Town Park incident, four juveniles were taken into custody after crashing a stolen car into multiple parked buses at Walden and the City Line, which is just a few blocks away from here. They were also released. In recent weeks, there were shootings carried out by a 17-year-old perpetrator at Canalside and brawls that broke out at the City of Buffalo's Juneteenth Fest. Both events have led to calls from Buffalo's police commissioner and a Democrat member of Buffalo's Common Council to take steps to address the crisis. Also, Democrat district attorneys across the state have issued similar calls for reform. This issue and these incidents strike a very personal chord with me. The entire town of Chickawauga and my former colleagues at the police department are still impacted by the near fatal accident that ended the career of my friend, Officer Troy Blackchief. 2 years ago, Troy Blackchief was struck by a 17-year-old fleeing from police in a stolen vehicle, and he had a history of car thefts. Troy's life and that of his family's will never be the same. I want to be clear. We are not here today to villainize kids. We are here to protect our neighborhoods. We are here to draw a line in the sand between misguided behavior and dangerous criminal life-threatening acts. When a teenager chooses to steal a car and drive it through a public park at high speed, that is not a youthful mistake. It is a criminal act and there must be consequences. I am calling for the dismantling and redesign of the Raise the Age law. And that process starts with the passage of two bills that I am co-sponsoring and advocating for today. The first bill will reverse the disastrous effects of the Raise the Age law by amending the Criminal Procedure Law and the Family Court Act to prevent 16 and 17-year-old adolescent offenders who commit very serious felonies from escaping criminal liability by being transferred back to family court. The second bill addresses a dramatic rise in the auto thefts where the penalties for repeated acts of grand larceny of a motor vehicle by making these offenses eligible for bail or remand by preventing 16 and 17-year-old adolescent offenders from escaping accountability by being transferred to family court. Swift and certain punishment is a deterrent, and holding violent offenders appropriately accountable ensures the safety of others. This is why passage of these two straightforward common sense bills is so necessary. If speculation about an upcoming special session becomes reality, these two bills should absolutely be part of the agenda, and they should receive overwhelming support on both sides of the aisle. We are extremely fortunate to be coming here together today to push for solutions to these problems instead of gathering to mourn the loss of an innocent child or family member. We need real consequences for serious juvenile crimes, especially violent and reckless ones like these. We need to empower judges and law enforcement with the tools to hold young offenders accountable and provide real paths to rehabilitation, not just a slap on the wrist and back on the streets. We owe this much to the families here in Chickamauga, in the town of Lancaster, and in the city of Buffalo, and in every municipality across New York State. We owe this to the innocent parent who was injured, sent to the hospital, and is lucky to be alive today. And we owe this to the vast majority of law-abiding youth who deserve to enjoy safe parks and feel safe in their communities. Thank you again to my colleagues here on the Chickamauga Town Board for their support in my efforts. And Tony Flipsy, do you have some comments? Sure. I turn it over to Tony.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for coming out. I am a 30-year veteran of the Chickamauga Police Department. I worked with Pat. I was also a New York State correction officer for 6 years, so I know a little bit about law enforcement. In 30 years, I've never seen anything that's going on like it is now. We would have a car chase maybe once every 6 months, and it was usually a drunk driver or maybe an armed robber. Last Friday, in this town, in 3 hours, they had two. And they took a gun off a guy in a totally separate incident in a three-hour span. As Pat said, this isn't a Chickamauga thing. This is a New York State thing. We owe it to people not to keep getting victimized. When your car is stolen and it's a kid, 14, 15, 17, whatever, you get the car back, it's mangled, it's destroyed. They find drugs, they find guns in cars and stuff. So you get victimized again by the system because you have to pay, you have to go through your insurance because you're not going to get anything from anybody else if you want your car back or if you get it back at all. A lot of times you don't. It's a game, and a game has to stop. It's a dangerous game, as you can see. Here we are in this great town of Chickamauga. Instead of talking about everything that we have to offer, we're talking about averted tragedies and almost tragedies, and in the case of Officer Black Chief, with him and his family, a lifelong tragedy that he has to go through. For what? Because some kid took a car and decided to drive 100 miles an hour. And that's what they do. They pull up to officers on the street smoking a blunt or drinking a beer, flip them off, and they want the officers to chase them. They're trying to, they're goading officers into doing that. I've seen it. I've been there. And it's getting worse. We don't want our officers to chase people because it's dangerous. It's dangerous for everybody. They don't chase, and these kids keep going. It's a lose-lose situation for the police. We're asking so much of them to do so much, but with no backing. One of the things that always struck me when they raised the age was, one of the reasons was, well, 16 and 17-year-olds, their brains aren't developed yet. But we let them drive a car. So why don't we raise your driving age to 18 or 21? Is it a money thing? This is typical New York politics, where we throw something against the wall and whatever sticks. A lot like the SAFE Act, when the state police had to empty their magazines before each shift because nobody thought that they limited the police officers' ability to carry so many bullets. They had to go back and redo it. They don't talk to the people that actually do the work, police officers, judges. We have great judges in this town, former police officers I worked with, Stevens and Wannett. And even before that, going back to Jim Spire and Ron Kamoitek, they knew what was going on. We're not saying put everybody in jail. That's not the answer. But what we're doing right now isn't. It's dangerous, and it's going to get worse. And we get stolen cars coming from Orchard Park, Lancaster, Depew, Amherst, West Seneca, Buffalo. It's not just a city line thing. It's all over town. And we're just asking, you know, some common sense approach to things. This isn't rocket science. Politicians are making this way harder than it needs to be. Thank you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Thank you, Will. Now open it up to on-topic questions.
What does it have to do with the at-home life? I mean, do the parents need to be held accountable?
Well, that's a good question. And obviously, in the current form that New York State laws are working, this isn't working for our communities. It isn't working for the residents here. You know, obviously, I'm a parent. Many of us are parents. If my child does something as egregious as some of the actions that we've seen here, you know, parents should be holding their children accountable. So obviously, that's a failure in parenting. And by the actions that took place here, to just turn those same juveniles over to a parent who's probably failing in their parenting roles, you know, where do we step in as the state and the community to have some consequences for these juveniles that are committing these most serious crimes?
And can you kind of break down the differences in the different crimes? You said you don't want to send every kid to jail, obviously, for stealing a candy bar or something simple, but there are more serious offenses, like what happened here in the park.
Yep.
Can you kind of describe where the line is and what the difference?
So these couple bills would be a good starting point in looking at some of the more serious offenses and making sure that they are held in criminal court and not kicked back down to family court, where oftentimes most of these cases with juveniles end up back in family court and there's little to no consequences. And just like growing up, you know, we all had consequences as kids. Our parents held us to consequences. Word got out through the schools, through the neighborhoods, when there was consequences for things. Some of these actions, a lot of these actions wouldn't take place, but when word spreads out that there's really no consequences, that you can steal a car, drive through a park at 75 miles an hour, create total havoc in the park, crash your car into somebody else, injure them, send them to the hospital, and then be released within 30 minutes or an hour, and you're back out at home on social media and talking to your friends and out the next day, what message does that send to all the other kids that are looking at what happened here, that, hey, nothing's really, there's no teeth, there's no consequences. So again, like you had mentioned, we're not looking for every kid that shoplifts or breaks a window or whatnot to be sent to adult criminal court. But what these bills would do would take into account some of these very serious offenses to public safety and hold those individuals accountable with some consequences where they just wouldn't be immediately released. Because if you take a look at, you know, just what's happening through this community on social media and followings, I don't think anybody's happy with what's, when they see these incidents and hear that somebody's immediately released within, you know, a half an hour, no matter what their age is. You know, the consequences are important.
What would those consequences look like if someone was convicted of these violent crimes?
Well, there could be, you know, in the most serious cases, if there's lack of supervision and parenting at home, so prior to coming to the New York State Assembly, I was the detective lieutenant in charge of our youth and family offense unit. So I saw hundreds of cases where very serious offenses were happening and there's little to no consequences. Parenting is poor at home, very little family life structure. And again, we're not saying we want to see all of these juveniles that are, you know, committing these crimes incarcerated, but if it dictates that there's poor family structure, little parenting, and they're also out here committing very serious offenses, then yes, there has to be a method for detention or something that would deter them from just throwing them back out on the street and you know, this type of action happening again.
The kids that drove the car in this park, where are they now?
Well, as far as I know, I would have to get details from the police department, but I know they were released on appearance tickets that night to the parent.
What do you think, why do you think people against the new changes to raise the age are against it?
Well, from what I see a lot in Albany is it would appear that there's a lot of people that are proposing changes that don't have a lot of experience on the ground in their community working in the law enforcement or court fields. So I think in some level they're a little bit out of touch with the problems that are happening. And again, I could see the argument that we don't want to see every juvenile end up in detention. But again, where do we draw the line between holding them to a consequence for very serious offenses and having some teeth to our criminal justice system, which would act as a deterrent for future behaviors like that, not only from them, but from other friends and neighborhood kids that see this happening and the consequences of it. So, you know, as it stands right now, we all know this is not working for us, so.
Councilwoman Everhart proposed an idea of, for festivals like what happened with Juneteenth, that there were, anybody that's under the age of 17 must be accompanied by an adult or have to go be registered for the community organization. Do you agree with what Councilwoman Everhart is trying to propose?
Well, I think that would be a good start for particular types and scenarios. Something like the Juneteenth Fest, where you might have large gatherings of unsupervised teens or whatnot. I don't know if that would really apply as much to the car theft, rash of car thefts that are happening, because these aren't really happening in that same type of scenario. But I would agree with, you know, I don't have the details on what her...
It would be like to avoid, you know, any violent crimes that were happening, like that happened at the Juneteenth Festival, like with fights.
Absolutely, I would be in agreement with that. You know, similar to what they have at the Walden Galleria, where there's a parental escort policy, supervision's required for teenagers under a certain age, and you know, that's a step in the right direction.
This is for a town board member, anybody who wants to answer it. Cheektowaga police have said that unsupervised youth in the town are kind of at the root of a lot of things, the fights, the incident here. Is there enough, or should there be more things in Cheektowaga to kind of occupy this 16 to 17, 18-year-old age group that, you know, we're talking about now?
Anybody want to?
There probably should be more.
Shut the podium.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You were loud enough.
There probably should be more everywhere in Erie County. Everybody's budgets are strapped. I know everybody gets sick of hearing that we don't have any money in the finances and everything. It seems like a cop-out, no pun intended, but that's a fact. You know, and with the social, I don't want to be that get off my lawn guy, because at my age I thought I would never do that, but I guess I am now. You know, with the social media thing, it's like kids don't even want to leave their house. And when they do, they're out at 3 o'clock in the morning and they're taking cars and they're doing stupid things because kids are stupid. I mean, I thought I would live forever when I was 15, 16. You know, I would drive or whatever. Well, I didn't steal a car, but nobody thought of consequences or anything, you know. It's just like, yeah, tomorrow's another day and we'll see what happens. But I agree, yeah, there probably is more that should or could be done for kids to keep them occupied. Maybe some kind of county committee of 15, 16-year-olds to sit down with counselors and say, what do you people really want? What would grab your attention and move you in the right direction? Just a thought, you know.
Do you see any issues with this getting passed at all? Or?
Well, you know, I mean, that's... No, I understand, and that's why we're bringing this issue to light, and I thank you all for coming here to cover this, and we're working on advancing this bill. We're looking for a Senate sponsor. Hopefully we have a Senate sponsor that jumps on. And again, like I had started with, this is a bipartisan thing. It shouldn't be a Democrat Republican thing. Everyone, this is affecting all communities. As you may have saw in Albany a few days ago, they had a huge problem with juvenile crime after a 4th of July weekend. And it was Democrat city mayors, council members that were also bringing this issue to light that, you know, we need some sort of change that's going to hold those that are committing the most serious offenses more accountable and not letting those get kicked back down to family court where the same juveniles that are committing these crimes are doing it over and over again. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate you guys coming out today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.